This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with, and I love doing it every single time. Just enjoy, just sit back and bask in my explaining of who I have across from me. We have, you guys at home can't see my fingers, but I'm counting with the fingers because there's so many things to count. The superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the author of the book Making College Come True. If you haven't got that on Amazon yet, I'm sorry for you. And then also the host of the brand new show, Making College Come True radio show. So pretty much it's safe to say you have the expert of Making College Come True with you here in Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Yeah, absolutely. Take your victory lap. Absolutely. And then we have another special guest, which it seems like we'll have in kind of one of the cornerstones of this show. We'll have him on the show every couple weeks. Mr. B.
How's it going?
Mr. B.
Yeah, Mr. B. In the house. And he'll be here to discuss with us later in the show about mentoring and coaching will be the theme that we'll be discussing today. Because like we were talking about earlier on the Common Good radio show, up until recently in my life, and I'm a pretty grown man. I'm a grown man, they've said. And I just recently realized the necessity for these things in life. So I certainly look forward to us sharing with our listening audience why it's necessary for them, and then how their life can benefit from having a coach and having a mentor in their life. But before we do all that, let's I've been wanting to dig into this book that we keep talking about, Making College Come True, more, and definitely this network of schools, which I think that we still have a lot to explain to listening audience, called Tucson International Academy. But we'll start with primarily, if you could sum up the book Making College Come True for, you know, those that are, you know, interested in getting it out there, how would you explain it to them?
So how would I explain getting into college?
No, just the why book, it's important? The book, what's yeah. What the book encompasses, the
my
information.
Pleasure.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So the reason I'm so excited about Making College Come True is was generated from the public that I serve. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly the kids and the parents of amazing students here in Tucson, Arizona, and seeing what did they want out of life. I mean, I knew what I wanted out of life, and I got it pretty quickly. I went to college, kind of followed a traditional path that my family follows, but I found out real quick that's not the traditional path for most families.
Mm-hmm.
And college seems to be something that's a family matter. Either the whole family goes to college or no one goes to college.
Mm-hmm.
And once somebody goes to college, the siblings and the next generations often follow, because it's like turning on a valve that wasn't turned on before.
Mm-hmm.
And that valve has a lot of opportunity in it. It has the degree, of course, that gives you credentials, that gets doors to open that otherwise wouldn't. And it just opens up the world to you. It makes you an expert. It makes you have different perspectives to see, because college is international audience. It's you're sitting with people from all over the world in your classes. So what you thought was just the answer, you find out, whoa, okay, if I were them, I guess I would see maybe that wasn't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So just seeing those perspectives and learning like that, it definitely gives you a lot more to bring to any table, any job, any career you choose, any magazine, any radio show, any TV show. All of those places definitely become a lot more appealing for people to invite you to, because you have a lot to say. So I love making college come true. College for me was like I was just expected to go. I didn't even want to go. I wanted to take a year off because I was 17. I was like kind of almost a year younger than everyone in my class.
Mm.
And I always felt a day late and a penny short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't understand why they understood multiplication in third grade, and I barely was learning it then.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always felt behind. But it's really just developmental, and it's just where the way my birthday fell. So I was a year younger than most everybody else that I was peers with. So when I went to college, I was 17, and I just didn't have my older friends there to tell me what to do and for me to follow. So I had to figure things out on my own, and it was hard and it was lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And so college is one of those things that I still had my parents who went to college, so I could talk to them. I still had my brothers who went to college. I could talk to them. I had people I could go to. Mm-hmm. And when you're the first one in your family to go to college, those guys can't really help you with college. They're just going to say, oh, mijo, mija, come home. Just come home. We don't want you to be in pain. Just give it up, you know, and just come home. We'll take care of you. There's stuff for you to do here. We're proud of you anyway. And of course, when you're hurting, those are the words you're looking for. You're like, great, yes, I'm out of here. And you can leave the pain. But later, you have the pain of regret. So it's like, do I endure the pain today to get this degree and to figure things out? And it's uncomfortable and I don't know what to do. Or do I just give it up for now because I'm hurting and go home and then look back over my years and say, what would my life be like if I would have stuck it out? So it's that whole thing of when to persevere and when to step back. Mm-hmm. And perseverance is the key to college. All of us can say that. You have that to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. I imagine you will call. But anyway.
Well, the big, I think the big thing I saw in the book, and even in reading the book, is in the book you mention Tucson International Academy. So it seems like with the book, much like even with Tucson International Academy, you're just trying to like help people get into college by any avenue that you possibly can. And, you know, this is just one of the catalysts in doing that. Tell us more about kind of like the inspiration in creating Tucson International Academy and filling those voids that you saw.
All right. Well, this is a good time to give the backstory because Tucson International Academy is a way of creating a program yourself for a need that you yourself see. And if you're working for a large district, you do not have those opportunities. I would bring ideas to my principal and she'd say, Jennifer, we can't do that. We have to stick to, you know, these guidelines. Mm. We can't just, you know, start having these new events and stuff. So I'm sorry, but no. Mm-hmm. And so it was a no and a no and a no and then red tape. Well, we could do it, but first you have to get the signature of 950 people and then we'll be able, I could not do what I saw would potentially really help kids attain that next step of leadership or to get the chance to go to college. And I just couldn't find a way to do it within the large district. So I thought, man, I wish I could have a private school, but I'm not going to chase people down for money. You know, and the people I want to help don't have money. So what am I going to do? And then, charter schools were presented. And I saw charter schools. And at first I was like, oh, but they get all the bad kids. But that was just a myth. Because when I went to a charter school and actually observed, it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. It was that these kids had unique needs and the school was meeting them beautifully. So their behavior was way better than what I experienced in a large district school. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, so you find like-minded individuals. So first year I opened a charter school. I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to figure out how to really help who I attract for this school. And I can go a number of different ways. So I didn't open the schools saying I'm going to get them into college. Mm-hmm. I opened the schools saying I'm going to help kids. And I got to a point of frustration. School was not going well. And I told the parents, why do you even bother bringing your kids to this school? Why do I even try so hard? I feel like I'm failing at every level. And they're like, no, no, no. We need you. And I go, why? What do you need me for? They said, we don't know how to get our kids into college. And that's why we came to this country. And that's why we're here. We want better for our family. Mm-hmm. Can you help us get our kid into college? I have 5 degrees. I was like, that's one thing that is easy for me. Yes, I can get them into college. I know exactly what they need. Yahoo, we have our new mission. So that's how it went. 18 years now, and that's been
awesome
the focus.
Story. If you guys want to hear all that and more on the Making College Come True radio show, you guys stay tuned right there. Also go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to find out more. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be right back.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community.
It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We have myself, I'm Pastor John, and we also have Dr. Jay in the house.
Yeah,
leading this little show, not only leading this show, Making College Come True radio show, but she also leads the Tucson International Academy. If you have not checked out Tucson International Academy at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com, please do. Certainly they can use all the support you can get. If you have a K-12 age child, please consider them if you for your child, particularly if you want a child that has 100% chance of getting into college, I'd say that's probably your best bet. So
absolutely.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pick this party back up. As before we went into break, we had Dr. J filling us in about not only the awesome book Making College Come True, but what is Tucson International Academy? That was a pretty cool origin story, for sure. And we have, I'd say, one of the people that's been with Tucson International Academy, I want to think one of the longest of the employees there. Maybe not the longest, but probably up there top five, right?
Yeah, probably top five.
12 years, right?
Yeah this is the 11th year right here.
11th year, dang. Yeah.
And
wonderful.
We have what we call the Making College Come True guru. Yeah, over at Tucson International Academy, like, you're the guy that they go to, right?
Yes, sir.
We have the guru in the house with Mr. B, but this is kind of be a shared segment because this is going to be this is key number 10 for Dr. J, which is a big deal. We've worked our way all the way up to the 10th key within the book, which actually there's still a lot of goodies in that book to share with people. But as far as the countdown goes, this is number 10. And number 10 was get a mentor or a coach, which I was sharing earlier on the Common Good radio show. Most of my life, I never realized the need for this. It never even entered my mind. In a lot of ways, like, I think myself and most people, we want to trail our own path and we want to lay our own way and we want to kind of figure it out on our own, and we think that we have all the answers in our head. But then once we get to a certain point, we realize if we don't invite other people into our lives to teach us these things, we're not going to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big thing that Andreas was talking about earlier was just also having somebody to hold you accountable. Right. Someone that you give permission to hold you accountable, particularly when you have a coach or a mentor, you're paying them money every week or every month to give you this advice. So, why wouldn't you take it?
Right. That's right.
So I mean, I'll ask you in your book, Dr. J, Making College Come True, you talk about having a coach or a mentor to help you navigate information.
Yep, that's
for sure.
Tell
us more about that.
Yes, I mean, we live in a time when information is overly available. You get the good, the bad, and the not so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you know which direction to turn? So it starts by getting around like-minded people. And coaches and mentors are generally growth-oriented. So they're always going to look at you. How can they help you grow? How can they nurture you? How can they also discipline you to get you up to a level where you can perform at your highest? Because mm-hmm. when you're performing at your highest, you are so fulfilled in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably one of the reasons I absolutely love what we do. We make college come true. It's like the American dream, you know, getting to go to college and getting to start a business. We also have a equally powerful entrepreneurship program where we teach the kids how to start their own company, to generate an idea and then put the legs in place for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, these things are not available to everyone in the world. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Americans don't understand. We are in a privileged place. Literally anyone can go to college here if you can do a few simple things. Mm-hmm. You can have gone to one of the worst schools in the world and still get into college if you attain these certain levels of comprehension, and that is possible in a number of ways. So, I mean, we have such opportunity, so why would we want to waste that? Let's help everyone grow to their highest potential. Mm-hmm. Other countries, I mean, they sell everything they own, and they send their kid to a boarding school. Like in China, one of our Chinese teachers told us his parents literally lived like in poverty because they had to save and save and save money to mm-hmm. send their son to America for an education. Mm-hmm. And they did. And he got his bachelor's and his master's here. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's being very powerful. I'm pretty sure he has his doctorate by now. He did leave us from being our Chinese teacher to now probably teaching in a university or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm very excited, you know, for realizing that and seeing that, meeting his parents. I went to his hometown. I was in the house where they lived, and to see the sacrifice, you could see it. Mm-hmm. And that they put all their money for their child to get this opportunity to study. Mm. That's the only thing that they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was huge.
Yeah.
And he did not disappoint them. He finished those programs and he did the thing that they valued, and he's also living his best life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's powerful.
And what's your ideas, Mr. B, on having a mentor or having a coach and helping you, you know, helping one navigate information, which I'm guessing you've helped a lot of people navigate information to get into college or accomplish whatever goals they may have.
Right. So in the Common Good Radio Show, I shared about my personal mentors. But now shifting towards kids, mm-hmm. you know, TA always sets this or expects this example from their teachers to show kids how to do it, mm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you got, like, our student body, our parents trust us to show the kids how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Dr. J spoke about, we have a business program. So we have the TIA International Business Program, in which students create companies in groups that they present and they actually make product of, mm. and they present these companies in Chinese, Spanish, and English.
Nice.
And so when they present these things, there's a lot of stages that go into, well, how do I build this part of my business plan? How do I do that part?
Mm.
But outside of that, there's this other side, which is how do I prepare for life after college?
Mm.
And so what we do is we do this thing called Business Week, where students actually get to meet the people in their field that's who I want to be. Like, that's what I want to do. And so, for example, we get literally my old friends in college. You know, most of them are friends in college. A lot of them are family members from here in Tucson. Because, again, Tucson it's an amazing city for not only networking, but just taking care of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of small business owners like Arlota Flores and like Dr. Eric Ornides, who go out of their way to reach out to kids to say, okay, you want to do this as a career, then let me show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A great example was a year after he received the Chef of the Year award here in Tucson, Mateo Otero, the owner of Rolly's, he actually brought kids into his restaurant and said, okay, show me what you can do.
Mm.
And literally gave kids the opportunity to work with their hands. I mean, they were so nervous, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the beautiful thing about it was he actually gave one of our kids an internship to work in his kitchen for an entire semester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told the kid, you know, you still got to have your grades up. You still got to do this. You got to get your food handler's card. You got to do all these things. And so a mentor like Mateo Otero to tell a kid, right, to say, show me what you got. Let me give you a shot, and then let me work with you side by side in the kitchen.
Hmm.
You know, that's amazing. And that's what all of these people do who come to TIA for these interviews with these kids. You know, we have military officers like Erica Jaramillo. We have the list, bro. I can't even, like, if you were in there for a kid, like, if a kid was like, no, I want to be a radio show host. And I go, oh, yeah, I got John McClane. Why don't you check him out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait, what? Like, yeah, like, but you got to prove to me that this is what you really want, because getting a mentor is not something that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing I can do is I can just get you the introduction. The rest is up to you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And these are valid things that kids need to learn in order to build relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have an opportunity like that, I mean, think about it, bro. Like, I grew up in Body Hollywood. Like, who am I, right?
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity because my parents said knowledge is power. And so go after your education so you can go get what you want to get. And next thing you know, 26 years later, I'm acting in L.A.
The next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Here
that's
we go. This
right.
is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John here with the superintendent. Yeah, that's right. I said the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, Mrs. Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known in the streets as Dr. J.
Dr. J, here
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, here representing in full effect, ready to turn the corner of this beautiful show. And we have Mr. B in studio.
Mr. B.
We actually share the same first name as in Jonathan, even though only my mother calls me that. And I'm not even going to try to butcher his last name. He'll have to say that himself.
Basurto.
That's just smooth, man. That's just smooth. See, I told you I would butcher it if I said it, but it's smooth if you say it.
You say it like me, Basurto.
Yeah.
That works.
Herrera. Yeah.
And so we were talking about the necessity of a coach or a mentor in one's life before we went, particularly in maneuvering information, which, I mean, I've mentioned it several times. I didn't even consider this being a thing that was needed up until recently. And the big reason recently I realized that because I hit intellectual ceilings. I hit ceilings on, you know, know-how. And there was just I hit points where I didn't know what to do. I mean, and definitely times where I considered quitting because of it, where I was like, maybe this isn't for me. I'll turn it to you, Dr. J, to start this. Have you had any moments like that? And what did you do when those times came?
Ooh, I had so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them. So every time I hit a bit of a wall, okay, let's just talk honesty about COVID. Okay, we're in hopefully in the ending phases of COVID. Let's just say that and hope.
Yeah, fingers COVID, crossed, prayer,
yes.
Yeah, four leaf clover, the whole thing, yeah.
Because it's a time where people like myself, who are very social, go a little crazy.
Mm.
And I can do a few Zooms, but it is not like the real thing. It is not like people getting together. And so I do crave that. I'm looking forward to moving through this time into a time where we're gathering again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a bit of a crisis, and I have to keep myself motivated, and I have to keep another goal in front of me for me to perform well. And when I don't have that goal, I tend to have a worse attitude, less discipline in my life, and I just get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So that I understand that about myself. You know, there's the Latin saying that you need to know thyself, right? So know thyself, and that I can't stress enough. for everybody listening. Get to know yourself. Be honest with yourself about what you're strong in and what you're weak in. So I know that I have to have kind of a goal hanging out there. And for me, for years, it's been, what's the next trip? Because I like to take kids around the world. I like to take them to crazy places like Japan and Australia. That one was fun. Mr. B was there. Yeah,
the coolest trip I've heard about was when you went to the Vatican. I think that was pretty cool. Holy moly.
Who has that happen? And we just got extra benefits on that one because that was a surprise. But just there's so many things to do. Well, now travel's shut down. I haven't traveled anywhere for like 2 years, which just shoot me now is how I feel. But I cannot have that attitude. That's not very mature. So I have to say, okay, well, I could go, you know, locally, but I'm telling you, local doesn't do it for me. So just having to stay busy and focused. And really what I've had to do is keep other people's spirits up because the kids don't feel like performing either. And so they don't even show up to their Zoom class. So how are they going to get educated? I mean, that is an issue. And the parents, I mean, bless their hearts, they're trying, but now they're working from home, but they are supposed to oversee their child's schooling, but you can't do both well. So you do neither one well or neither one at all. And it's just a real tough time. So what are you going to do? I mean, so for me, I talked to my coach and I said, you know, I have gained weight. I have lost vision of, you know, the things that we used to talk about. I don't know what to do. And he said, you know what? You need to just hit the reset button. And let's start with general disciplines for yourself. You know, so writing your goals out, make new goals, goals that are attainable, goals that are way out there, little variety. I have to write those twice a day and I have to text them to him. Okay, well, that's probably good for me. I also have to watch my time management. I'm writing a business plan for two new businesses. I got to start this radio show. Believe me, this wouldn't have happened if I were doing my usual routine. I wouldn't have had time. But, you know, this is one of the benefits of this downtime is I'm trying something new, a radio show. And tell you what, I love it. Boy, I'd like to do this all the time. This is just fun.
You're natural, I'll tell you that.
I guess it's my gift of gab, I'm not sure. Plus, I like talking to people and I like hearing what they have to say, you know? So it's really exciting for me. And then, so the radio show has been huge. And then I just started like putting things out there on forums. And just today, I got a big award from a global education and learning platform. It's an international group of educators. And they asked me to be their keynote speaker.
Awesome. So, congratulations.
I get to be in person at, and it's going to be in Las Vegas this summer.
Wow. Okay.
So we better not have any more COVID, I'm telling you.
No more COVID.
I'm going to Las Vegas. And so hopefully that will get to happen and it will be people from everywhere. I mean, India, Saudi Arabia, of course, Europe, all over Europe. Europe and Japan. There's just a variety, which is exactly what I love. So I cannot wait for that. I get to be a keynote speaker. They said it's because they looked it up and they said, you make college come true. I mean, that's every person in the world's dream for their kids. So how are you guys doing that? You know, and the funny thing is, to be honest, I am sure we could get every kid who wanted that from a foreign country into school as well. I can even get kids into college in England. I mean, it's like, once you understand the system and once you understand what college is all about, you can quickly meet a child, kind of take some inventory, talk to them, see where they're at, how motivated are they, and you can quickly decide whether if you give your time to this kid, will they make it in or not. So two nights ago, I got a call from a former client I had with Tony Robbins. I was a Tony Robbins coach for 5 years. And during that time, I got to meet this awesome family. And their son even played for, gosh, I'm not good with the names of the teams, but the Phoenix hockey team that they had.
Coyotes?
It's kind of the young ones. The, what's the younger one? Might be the Coyotes.
Is it when you mean like professional or like
the
Roadrunners.
Roadrunners. All right. He was in. He was in that on that team as the goalie, no less. So that was a huge opportunity he got, and I'm sure it's because his mom and dad have that open mindset, and they are mentoring him, saying, "Son, anything's possible." So I got a call. He went to college because you know some of that shut down. So he went back home to Canada, and long story short, he doesn't like online classes. They're killing him. He said, oh my God, I found out I'm very social. Mm-hmm. I really need the in-person classes. So I'm going to put college on hold until that's more available. And I said, well, it's available in Tucson. So he is actually starting his application for University of Arizona. So I will be calling you Mr. B.
Very cool.
And I mean, he told me just a few things. You know, they had me talk directly to their son. And just in that brief time, I could tell he is highly motivated, because he's about ready to go stir crazy and you know, with this COVID, and I can relate to that.
Nice.
So we hit it off right away. He already did the legwork for his visa and stuff like that, and it's only been 2 days.
Beautiful.
So that's what we can do. Do you see, anything is possible when you put your mind to what do I really want to do here, and then you ask the question and you allow yourself to answer it honestly, all of a sudden things open up. Like, he didn't think of the University of Arizona, but he is now.
Yeah. And my one political joke for the day and for the show, if Joe Biden has taught us anything, if you don't give up, anything is possible.
That's right, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess to kind of like, I guess, round off the segment, Mr. B, what are some examples in your life where you're like, man, just hitting your head against the wall, and then you either turn to a coach that you had, or maybe even took on a coach to deal with these things?
So my parents did an amazing job of constantly reminding us, because I have four younger sisters as well. There's no such thing as quit. Like, that does not exist. And my mom, like a lot of other Hispanic Mexican moms out there, you know, really get that chunkla would work. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? You know,
they
really, she's just an amazing motivator. And something I realized about myself at a young age is that I'm more driven by purpose. Like, I'm constantly reminded by my family, like, you have a purpose to fulfill. And so the mentors I look for always remind me of, you can't stop because you have purpose. The problem for me, though, is I take on too much because of purpose. And so I have to find mentors that remind me to pace myself and to kind of spread things out. So a good example is when I was doing my master's program, I hit a crossroads in my life. Where it was either going to continue in education or become a chaplain in the military, in the Air Force. And through a series of miracles, even coming to TIA and doing this chaplaincy, I ended up starting my grad program. And so I'm going for my Master's of Divinity, and I take my first Greek class. Now, mind you, from a young age, I wanted to learn how to speak a lot of different languages. And so I've never taken Greek in my life. You know, there's not much I can say except for opa at this time in my life.
And
I realized really fast, there is nothing like Greek. I mean, literally, you know, Spanish, Italian, you know, we're all based in Latin, but Greek is just so massively different. And I'm in my grad program. I've got a 4.0, and I'm bombing this class. Wow. Like, I'm literally, I was second guessing everything that you could possibly think of. Like, there is no way I'm going to do this. And a lot of it was because I had, at the same time, taken on too much at work. I was taking on, you know, I was going through a lot with my family. And so my wife was pregnant with our first child together, and it was like, what am I going to do? And I had a great talk with one of my mentors, and I had a great talk with Dr. J, and it was just, you need to be willing to say, I'm not going to take on as much, and your purpose is not affected by that. And
right.
So I ended up dropping all my other classes because at this time I was taking like 5 classes per semester in my master's program while being a dad and a husband.
Yeah.
And like that, again,
and
that's
working full time.
And working full time, right?
Yeah.
And so, I got a D that first. That was a hard lesson to learn. But I stuck with it. You know, I had to remind myself what I was doing it for, right? This wasn't just about doing a class and banging out for me. This was more about getting it done and learning it. And I ended up excelling and then remaining like all the way up until I finished Greek 4. I excelled at it.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, another great story on the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show. or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you didn't know, I am Pastor John McClain here with my partner in crime, Dr. J, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. You ready to make magic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're definitely ready.
Ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, today I think we have to because we got Mr. B in the house.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's going to be easy with him. Yeah, I mean, they've just been dropping knowledge on us in regards to mentoring coaching for those who didn't know what mentors and coaches are and the need for those in their life. I think you got a little information. You're about to get a little bit more because a big thing that I wanted to ask these two, and I'll open it up to Mr. B to start, is what is at stake with not getting a coach or a mentor?
So you spoke about this a little bit earlier, is you hit caps, you hit ceilings, you hit areas where you want to grow, but you can't figure it out. And one of two things happens. You either are looking in the mirror of your pride or you accept humility and you say, okay, let's do this, you know? And so if you are a business owner, you have your business at stake. If it's your marriage, you have your marriage at stake. If it's your education, you have your opportunities at stake. Because the one thing about college is it offers opportunities in life that you never thought you could get. And so, you know, that statistic generally stays the same. 2% of the world has a college education. And it rings true when you look at the person who gets the degree, the things that they go through to get it. And mind you, the student who gets a degree right now is massively different than the student who got it in the 70s. You know, even when you talk in terms of finances, you know, Berkeley was free in the early 70s, late 60s.
Interesting.
And now this school for the out-of-state kid is anywhere between 70 and 80 grand. And that's impossible, you know? And so when you think about mentorship, if you in your life, if you're listening right now and you don't have a mentor in your life, It would, saying that you're missing out doesn't even equate to how much you're literally missing out. Like everybody has mentors, should have mentors in their life to show them the way, because nobody is perfect in all areas of their life. And if you are not a mentor in somebody's life, you're missing out even more, because you know, we have the saying in Spanish, todo para acá y nada para allá. You know, you don't take everything that you have just to hold on to it. You know, like, you take it so that you can give it to somebody and to anybody. Because when we talk about wealth, wealth is not just about money. It's literally everything. The way that you increase wealth for everyone around you is extremely important.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you have to add to that, Dr. J?
Oh, just can't say yes. I agree enough. I mean, it's just so true. The things that you can get exposed to in college are what make all the difference. And how do you get a mentor? I mean, I think that's why people don't really have them. And so I know for me, I was going to ask you that earlier.
You're just reading my mind. There
we
go.
It's a great question because none of us really sometimes know. So you tend to go with where you're at. So the trick is, I know in Tony Robbins' coaching, we used to encourage our clients to find environments where they could be stimulated. So whether that's a mixer through the Chamber of Commerce, whether that's at a church group that's actually talking about, you know, entrepreneurship and how to be godly doing it or something, or whether it's getting a coach like a Tony Robbins coach or finding someone that you know does coaching like that, life coaching, because it does start with you. You can't just be coached on how to start a business, because who you are is going to come into that mix. And if you don't deal with things that you need to deal with in your personal life, like, oh, I'm late on paying bills. If you're going to be a business owner, you better learn how to pay your home bills on time first before you go and try to submit, you know, payroll. I mean, goodness, it's no fun. I mean, there's a few times we hocked our truck to make payroll. I mean, that's like scary. You know, that means your vehicle could be taken if you don't pay it back as agreed. And it's payroll. It's people's money. It's things that they gave. And so you have to figure out all those nuances, and that's not easy to do on your own. And that's why there are things such as coaches and mentors. And people say, oh, I don't have enough money. No, you can't afford to not have a coach. You can scrape up the money. Go look in your garage and sell a bunch of stuff. That's probably enough for 3 months worth of coaching right there. And if you're an American, you got that much money sitting in your garage or in your basement, I guarantee you. Go through your clothing closet. Now you can take a picture of it and stick it on any platform, and somebody else will get not only get to wear something that you didn't really even use, but you're going to get some cash, and that adds up quick. So you have to think outside the box, and you need to go after what you need. And if you need extra cash to do mentoring or to pay a coach, it'll be the best dollars you've ever spent. And like we said before, if you're paying money for that coaching, you will listen with a different ear. You will listen because you sacrificed to get this information, and the coach will hold you accountable.
Something that she said that reminded me is, believe it or not, coaches always show up in your life. Like, I always consider it a blessing, but at some shape or form, that coach you're looking for always shows up in your life. A great story is my dad, right? So my dad somehow manages to work three jobs as well as my mom three jobs to send my sisters and I to Saints Peter and Paul. You know, five kids making no money in the 80s where you can barely afford your home, right? And my dad he's trying so hard to figure it all out. And then this guy who's a dad of five kids shows up one day at the school to talk with the parents. And my dad's watching this guy, and he's looking at this guy, and he's watching him with his kids, and he says, that's what I want. That's the guy I want. And my dad, being my dad, literally went up to him and said, how do you do it, man? How do you do it? I mean, literally went for that person to say, I want to do it. His man was Mr. Cotter. And Mr. Cotter said, this is what I've learned, and this is the things to apply in your life, and this is what you should expect to see. And definitely you're going to have to do a lot of prayer because you got five kids, right? So we have to, like Dr. J said, you have to be willing to go after that person, because they will show up in your life. Like, they most definitely will show up. And when they show up, you have to be willing to, like, take that moment and say, okay, I'm going to put myself in front of them, and I'm going to find out what I need to find out. And generally, in those times, when they see the passion that Dr. J was talking about earlier, They will say, hey, you know what? Let's talk again. Or let's meet again. You know what? I don't got the time right now. Let's meet for coffee. You know, and it's in those moments where, again, it's a blessing. It really is.
And it is. It's true. I mean, when you have that need, I guess they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I do think that's how it works, isn't it?
I don't know what that quote's out of, but that sounds deep. Yeah. Is that Yoda? No?
Probably some biblical background, but it's universal. I think it's just a truth.
Well, this has been a darn tootin' good Making College Come True radio show today. Thank you, Mr. B, for being here once again and being the guru that you are.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. J, thank you for continuing to expound on this amazing book, Making College Come True, and Tucson International Academy to make college come true in people's life. And I promised Mr. B I'm going to register for University of Arizona within the next 2 weeks.
Awesome. We're going to have a live update on how it happened.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm going to call as soon as you send it.
Absolutely. And this is Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.